Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Zedliners. This is Addy and Radha with your 9am news.
In local news, the demolition of the flood damage to Womble Shopping Centre has been completed by Mirvac and is finalising its redevelopment plan, which is expected to take several months. The company has secured Brisbane City Council's support on key aspects, including flood mitigation, public transport and retail spaces. Discussions with potential partners are underway to accelerate redevelopment. Despite construction challenges, Mirvac is committed to revitalising the site and bringing new life to the area. In national news, Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore has spoken against a set of legislation that would give New South Wales Police additional powers to disperse protests near places of worship. The laws have been described by legal experts as vague and broad, with the former New South Wales Director of Public Prosecutions, Nicholas Cowdery, describing it as an overreach. These laws will not take into consideration the intent of protesters and would essentially give New South Wales Police the ability to disperse any protests in the Sydney CBD, given the abundance of religious sites in the area. The legislation is spurring debate and dissent with the New South Wales Labor Party, and Labor MPs have questioned the constitutional legality of the laws, with many decrying the legislation as draconian.
In international news, US President Trump has nominated former oil lobbyist Kathleen Skarmer as his new Bureau of Land Management chief. The Bureau of Land Management is the department that oversees federal land in the American interior. Skarmer is notorious for pursuing legal action against the Biden administration in her role as the president of Western Energy Alliance in reaction to Biden's pause on oil and gas exploitation on federal land. Her appointment is concerning for many American environmentalists who worry that Skarmer will place private oil and gas interests ahead of a public good. On her part, Skarmer has promised to unleash American energy while protecting the environment on social media. For your weather today, Brisbane's partly cloudy, but with a chance of showers in mornings and afternoons. It is currently 25 in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. Fire danger is moderate with a UV index predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
In a world where algorithms push misinformation and disconnect us, community radio keeps it real.